Hello?
Oh, hello. I was wondering why there was no music.
And I was hearing music and I didn't hear you come on and it stopped and it didn't penetrate. So
Okay.
welcome. You're obviously the first.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
I thought the no sound was Malka not identifying herself, so.
Well, that's quite often the case. She comes in and mutes, so.
Okay.
But if she hears us talking, then she would come on to let us know.
Right.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll start in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. The handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. And the if you'll scroll to row 9, the second column from the left, that link will open up to the Sefer Yetzirah classes. If you scroll down to class number 20, when it opens up, it will say it's class number 18, and that is our handout for today. Today we start chapter number 3. Remember, there are 6 chapters in the Sefer Yetzirah. A simple review to set the stage for the growth into chapter 3. Chapter 1 introduced the Sefirot, and also the concept of letters. Chapter 2 built on the concept of letters into a stronger foundation of the mother letters, the doubles, and the elemental letters. Chapter 3 will integrate the two concepts of letters and Sephirot. Know that the idea of both Sephirot and letters are metaphors. They are not physical, even though they have a physical component. Just as we have a physical component, a spiritual component, and a mental component. The Sephirot are the letters, and the Sephirot and the letters have these same three levels or dimensions or attributes. Actually, we have two levels of physical, one of mental, and one of spiritual. But these classifications are confusing. So as we go through these classes of the Sefer Yetzirah, we're going to need to get clarity on all of that. Let's delve into the ideas of dimensions a bit. There is mind. There are emotions. There is a body. Can we take a body into our emotions? The answer is yes. Can we take both our emotions and our bodies into our minds? The answer is yes. Is this normal? What is normal? As a human being, this is normal, but it is not common. Our Midrash describes Moshe going up the mountain and the cloud coming down, and half of his body was in one dimension and half of his body was in the other dimension. It also describes that the snake swallowed his body from his feet to his waist, and then from his head to his waist. These are all ways of separating, creating separation in our consciousness. These are all ways of us trying to classify various aspects of human beings. I'm continuing to read. What do you receive from these words? What is your mental image of these words? Do you visualize a fog covering the head and chest with a clear picture of Moshe's body? Is that what is meant by half and half? No, that's a wrong image. The internal essence of Moshe, his soul, left his body. The physical construct of his body stayed on the mountain, while the spiritual essence went somewhere else, or somewhen else. How long did it take? From a physical time perspective, it took 40 days. From his physical body perspective, the body went into suspended animation and did not take time. His body did not eat food or anything else. It did not urinate. It did not defecate. It did not breathe. Where was it? Where, when was it? We have the stories of Eliyahu Hanavi, who goes up to heaven and down to earth all the time, and many times each day. On earth, he shapeshifts into whatever is needed to be seen in our world. Sometimes he is a man, sometimes a woman, sometimes a child, sometimes poor, sometimes wealthy, sometimes a king, sometimes a queen. He attends all of the Britot, the Brit Milah, as a spiritual entity. Why do not people see him sit in the chair of Elijah? We have the stories, or are they descriptions of the Baal Shem Tov and his students taking a wagon and traveling 1,000 or more miles in an hour? This is called the shortening of the way. The technique is known even today. You haven't even experienced it. Have you ever had a telephone conversation with a friend in a distant city or country? They said, I was just thinking of you when you called. Or they said, yesterday I turned around and I saw you on the street as I was walking. I could have sworn it was your double. These are examples of the shortening of the way at different levels. Do I need to explain this in more detail for you? All of these stories in Midrashim are expressing what the goal of the Sefer Yetzirah. The goal is for you to be able to move interdimensionally, at will, and without limitations. Being able to take your physical body and move it into the dimensions of emotions, which is their unpin, and or into the dimension of mind, which is Bina, and or into the dimension of spirit, which is wisdom or Chokmah, and or into the dimension of Kedusha, holiness, or Keter. You have a body and a soul and mind. They are all different dimensional realities. They are all different entities or consciousnesses in different worlds or dimensions. They are not able to meet because the physical laws of those dimensions do not allow the three components to meet. Yet in the physical world, the physical laws allow the three to have the illusion of unity by having the body house the soul and both house the mind. In actuality, that is an illusion. They are three different entities. Perhaps they are 248 different entities. Perhaps they are 613 different entities. Perhaps this concept will help you understand the concept of the angel names. As an angel name in our world is listing all of the component entities that come together as our physical laws allow to happen. It may even help you to understand the concept of name changes in our physical world, since our names are descriptions of our essence, and where parts of our soul have changed sufficiently that our name no longer fits our soul, it is necessary to have a name change. This is an explanation for the idea of a woman changing her family name once she marries, and also the idea from the feminists of taking on two family names, as that soul is unable to integrate into the new family completely. These two souls, male and female, are creating a new family entity. The Sefer Yetzirah does not discuss eating or fasting or Kedusha, holiness, or other attributes that impact our ability to enter different dimensions at will. My teacher indicated that this is very real, and it is necessary to realize that extra pounds, even fasting or not fasting, will interfere in that process of elevating the body. The third chapter will discuss the letters individually. Yet it is important for you to realize that it is not the physical letters that are being discussed, but all of the dimensions. Read the above again until it begins to penetrate through the klipot, the blockages that keep us limited. The third chapter will discuss the letters individually. Yet it is important for you to realize that it is not the physical letters that are being discussed, but all of the dimensions. Mishnah 3.1. Shalosh emot emesh, sod gadol mufila ve'emechosah. yesh tavuot v'machem yotze esh v'mayim v'ruach v'matach halakin nusach achar v'machot al bahen zachor v'nukva. The translation. The three mothers, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, a large and wondrous and concealed foundation. They are sealed with six rings or natures made from fire, water, wind, or spirit, and prayer, and then are divided into male and female. The three mothers are the mothers of all that is in existence. The source of din, which means construct, rigid form. The source of mercy, which means no form, non-form. The source of rachamim, which is the integration of form and non-form. What does this mean? You have to tell me. You are the one experiencing this. Use this Mishnah as a mantra, as you have been taught. One point to consider is the teaching of modern science that physical matter exists only in potential until it is observed, registered, measured by a human observer. Then it can manifest into a form. How does observation manifest form? In the physical world, there is fire, there is water, and there is wind or spirit. These are the source that gives birth to all forms, both above and below. Yet in addition to these, it takes an outside observer to transform them from a potential, a nebulous form, into a more exact form. Are there any questions before we go on to the additional Mishnayot? Heaven is equal to fire, equal to Shin, it's equal to Bina, which is equal to the Olam Haba, the world that is coming. In psychological terms, it is said to be our conscious mind. This is the level of consciousness referred to as spiritual, meaning a mental dimension. This is truly the place where mind truly controls over matter in all its forms and dimensional manifestations. In Kabbalah, this is frequently referred to as the root level. The sky, the air, the aleph, the da'at, tiferet, and yesod. In psychological terms, this is said to be our heart, the seat of our emotions. This is the level of consciousness referred to as astral or emotional dimensions. The descriptive terms used in Kabbalah as well as everyday language are the emotional power, the libido, the drive, the passion that drives the conscious mind into the depths of the unconscious to explore and discover its inner potentials, to reveal them, to tap into them, and to unleash them. Thus, the earth uses air to ascend to fire. The earth, water, mem, hakma. In psychological terms, this is said to be the unconscious mind. This is not the physical world. It is the level of consciousness called the physical dimension, or Malchut. This level of consciousness is supported entirely by the processes that are unconscious and thus seemingly beyond human control. But do not be misled by appearances. Look closely at the above. The three levels do not make traditional relationships clear. Let me explain. Earth is usually considered Malchut, while water is Chesed. Also, what is the relationship between water and Chachma? Continuing upward, sky is a higher level than air. Dot is not a Sephirah. Why are the three central column Sephirot included, but not all of the Sephirot from the other areas? Heaven is not thought of as fire, while fire is usually thought of as Gehinom, or hell. This is the idea of Keter, or the seed level. It is potential prior to materialization. Thought comes to us. This first thought is potential. It must be formed into a more solid structure in order to be communicated to others. Carl Jung teaches that a child is born with a complete personality. As the child grows, the personality does not change, but the personality becomes manifest in different forms and structure that cause the personality to appear different. The forms and structures are midot, characterizations. Life is the materialization or the manifestation of these potential patterns. Shin is above, Mem is below, Aleph is in the middle. These are not letters, they are the potential for letters. How will they manifest? That is the meaning behind the metaphor in the Zohar that Hashem played with the letters for 2,000 years. What does that mean? The letter is an energy. It is an energy in potential before it is an energy in manifestation. When it is in a state of manifestation, it is in a structured form, which is not as complete as the unstructured form we call potential. What gets limited? What gets formed? What gets left off? What gets more space than it truly needs? These questions need to be asked of any potential as they manifest into the next lower level. What is water? What is its structure? What form does it take? Why is it fluid? Water is fluid so that it can take the form of whatever vessel it is put into. It has no form of its own. It seeks to expand to the limits of the vessels around it. When water loses kinetic energy, it becomes congealed, and that form is called ice. Again, it has no form of its own. From ice comes the physical world, according to Kabbalah. This is not yet agreed to by science that sees each element as a separate part of the physical world, sometimes completely separated, and sometimes mixed into molecules that form other component compounds. Why do you think that Kabbalah teaches that the physical world comes from ice, which comes from water? The answer is a verse from the Tanakh. The verse says, God spoke to the ice and the earth became forth. I am paraphrasing this verse that comes from Genesis. Aleph can always be said to be Keter. Why? It starts the order of the alphabet. Do not think in terms of letters, but as potential energy. Aleph is the energy of unity. Okay, that means it begins with everything within it. So it is the seed level. In Kabbalah, a seed has within it all aspects of its potential. In the case of a tree, in the seed we find the root, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, and the fruit, all in a potential state. Keter is also Dat, which is also Tiferet, which is also Yesod. This is how the Kabbalists answer the criticism that there is only one God. So how do you have 10 godlike Sephiroth? To one side of the Aleph or the Keter is the Mem, or the unconscious mind. To the other side is fire, which corresponds to the Shin and the conscious mind. Water in the Mem comes from Chachma. Is not Chachma higher than Bina? Yes. So why does the Mem correlate to the earth and not to a higher level? The answer is simple, yet easily misunderstood. Our physical world exists in the form it is in due to a force that comes from the higher level. The higher level that is still a vessel is Chachma. So that is why we relate the Mem to the earth and to Chachma at the same time. Our universe can be in a different form each instant. How would we know? Our memories can be changed in that instant. No, don't tell me that the Akashic records are always the same. You are not understanding the message here if you think they never change. We do not control the physical world without connecting to Chachma. Chachma is higher and thus can be revealed lower. A seeming paradox that leads to control of the physical world. There is a great secret that is revealed in a metaphorical way by the Ari when he discusses the eight kings of Edom that appear before there is a king in Israel. This is discussed in great detail by the Ari, but is also always metaphorically described. The higher lights are said to come forth from the mouth, which is lower than the eyes within the human head. This is thereby teaching that the path to our unconscious is through the breath. That is why breathing is so important in meditation. That is why it is so important to relearn how to breathe, like a baby from the midpoint between the navel and the sex organ. This level is called the source of qi, which is in Chinese medicine. Practice deep breathing, which is our path to our unconscious mind. The shin represents the power of mind. This is the level of Elohim. What are the six levels of nature? Read the description of the emotional level. What must be our path? Through breathing and through passion and emotions, ascend to the level of the unconscious to effect change at the root level, or even to rise to the seed level to effect changes at the level of the letters. Descend within to rise to our essence and affect change. This is the workings of the chariot. Chapter 2 gives us techniques like sounds of the letters, head movements, breathing patterns, etc. These are techniques. Where are the techniques taking us? We do these techniques to unify our bodies and minds. We must have a perception of the path. Where are we going? We are going down into the chariot, which to us is us, in order to work the mechanics or techniques and improve the performance of our conscious mind, to expand into our unconscious mind and make our conscious mind larger and more effective. At the same time, connect our emotive skills to our unconscious mind, so that our intuition works more effectively. This is what makes us righteous, meaning doing the right thing. Right means sharing. Are you thinking about the idea of male and female? Do you want to reach these higher levels? How strong is your libido, your passion, your desire? Practice makes perfect. Mishnah 3.2. Vishaloshimot Aleph Mem Shin Beolam Ruach Wimaim Wesh Wimahem Nulado Avochimahem Navarahakol. And three mothers, Emesh, in our worlds, spirit and water and fire. What are they? They bring forth his fathers. From them is what creates everything. The three mothers are passion or libido, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Look at the world. All of our technology comes forth from a curiosity and a creativity, all powered by emotion, by libido, by desire. Of male for female, and female for male. Air conditioning comes from someone with the drive to make it happen. Why we have light at night in our home is because someone had the drive to make it happen. Technological development is part of the global tikkun. This Mishnah 3.2 corresponds to the spiritual realm, so it is similar to the first Mishnah, and yet different. The spiritual realm is the astral plane. Ruach is passion. Mayim is non-construct form. Aish is the construct form. Start where? Mayim then go through Ruach to get to the Aish. Once in the Aish, go back through the Ruach to get to Mayim. The three mothers give forth to the three fathers. They are Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, and Rachmiel. There is a very deep secret here. How our physical world was created with the 42-letter name. And next week, we will continue this deeper understanding from Chapter 3 and Mishnahs 3, 4, and 5. Never become confused by the physical representation of how the letters look. Even though I spend a lot of time on the shape of the letters as metaphors in the Hebrew letter classes, in this discussion, do not become confused by shapes. They do not belong here. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful afternoon. Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
This one takes a lot of pondering.
Thank you. Yes. Shalom.
Thank you.
As you go further into the Sefer Yetzirah classes, they always demand greater contemplation.
Thank you.
Shalom.